Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sally Elcordy, and I am the host of Public Advocate. I am also running for New York City Public Advocate, and my premise is Ban Vaccines 2013. I am trying to educate the public about the dangers of vaccination, and I have had many guests on my previous show, speak about this very important issue. And the caller who is going to be calling in today is possibly the most respected person in this field. Her name is Dr. Vera Scheibner. And even doctors who have been revealing the threat that vaccines are to children for many years look up to Dr. Scheibner. Now, Dr. Scheibner lives in Australia, and this is a 16-hour difference between New York City and where she lives in Australia. But so she may be waking up right now and not have gotten my message. This is the dilemma I'm facing. I don't know if she'll be calling in or not, simply because I don't know if she's even awake to get my message. I got hers while she was sleeping and returned the phone call, return the email, and hopefully she is awake to have received my message. So anyway, Dr. Scheibner has an incredible roster of writings about vaccination and the dangers of vaccination. Now, an issue that has come up since my last report to you is that the anthrax vaccine, there is a presidential commission on bioethics that addressed the anthrax vaccine on January 14th and 15th, and I have not had an opportunity to report to you what the findings were. Well, there was the only thing that it appeared they cared about discussing was how to coerce parents into signing that their child can be tested with an anthrax vaccine, how to get someone to witness the parent's signature, who is an impartial person to coerce the parents into signing. One kind of a person was recommended is someone who works in hospitals. Well, they may not profit from the result, but if their job is on the line, if they don't participate, then they may lose if they don't. So the issues that seemed most of greatest concern had nothing to do with injecting anthrax into children and had everything to do with how to make it seem allowable. So it was very disturbing. And when I went back to the link, everyone was congratulating one another and people were laughing. It's as if they hadn't even, that this were not the issue on the table. So I wrote a letter to them. I got many other people to write as well. My letter said anthrax shouldn't be within 10 miles of a child, let alone injected directly into their bloodstream. Stop this immediately. So that was the entire content of my letter, because I don't even know why this is being discussed other than to depopulate. So this is always the core of every issue regarding vaccination. I spoke with a friend of mine recently, and I said, How many vaccines contain sterilization components? And she sent me back a laundry list. And I was so appalled. I will definitely post in the comment area all the vaccines and the links that she sent me as a result of my inquiry in this regard. So if sterilization doesn't wake people up to the fact that there is a depopulation agenda linked to vaccines, I don't know what will. So the HPV vaccine is among them. And that is being given to every girl, sometimes voluntarily, because they don't know enough to say no, and no one brings up the fact that this component is within it, along with a myriad of other dangerous components. But people are waking up slowly, and they're unfortunately waking up because of the devastation, the havoc that these vaccinations are creating in themselves and in their families. Oh, somebody is walking in. Maybe it's Dr. Vera Scheidner, all the way from Australia. I'm in the middle of a radio show, sweetheart, so if you wouldn't mind. So anyway, as I say, I'm not sure that she received this message in a timely fashion, and if she did not, that is very unfortunate. Let's see what else. I haven't really had an opportunity to discuss with you beyond the anthrax vaccine, and that would be the New York State, the court here, overruled a win by a mother who sued because her child was forced vaccinated in school. And the outcome of that ruling, she won. But then the health department appealed, and they won, because it was during 2009, and there was a pandemic alerted during 2009. So the federal government trumped the state government, and the state government, turns out, we are still under that pandemic ruling. So that could happen in any school throughout New York State, and I don't know if this ruling would pertain to other states. I have also been given a heads up with regard to Idaho having a distinct problem there with regard to registering everybody, so that they know which vaccines each and every person has had. There used to be something called an opt-in for vaccination. Now it's an opt-out, and sometimes that option is not given. We have reviewed in past shows Mississippi mandating children's vaccinations, West Virginia mandating and criminalizing parents who resist and force vaccinating the children. We have discussed a bill that passed in California that we have been staving off here in New York, a similar bill, wherein any vaccination without that pertains to an STD, a sexually transmitted disease, can be administered to a child without parental consent. Well, and so they right now have the HPV, which falls under that category, but there are many other vaccines that are laying in wait. The HPV is a triple shot. Who knows how many vaccines and who knows how many series of each vaccine. And then they just passed the AB2109, which leaves only a medical exemption for the children of California, which starts in 2014. So this is basically a review of all the threats to our children. Now, everybody wants a philosophical exemption wherein you say no thank you and everybody accepts that. Well, that is getting harder and harder to find. Vermont certainly fought to keep their philosophical exemption and prevailed. So there's one win. Vermont also has the healthiest population. There's no mistake there. But for the parents who still don't know, their children are in jeopardy. And we have to look out for the parents who don't know to say no, who don't know to get an exemption, because they believe that vaccines are good for them. I was just watching a movie called Shots in the Dark, The Story of Vaccination, and one parent after the next describing their child before and after vaccination. Really, it is a horrifying film. It's a horror film. But all it is realism. And something that I had no idea was even related to vaccination is double vision. So I didn't even know that was an outcome from vaccination. Anyway, I think my lovely guest, Dr. Vera Scheibner, probably has not received my return message inviting her on my program in a timely enough fashion to call into this program, and that is such a shame. I was really looking forward to meeting her. So what I will do is invite her on for next week, and we will have this discussion, of which you will value tremendously, because I couldn't bring to you a more remarkable expert. I think everybody would agree on that, who is knowledgeable in this field. So I will bid you adieu. And, oh, before I do that, I have to invite you Sunday, February 9th, February 10th, from 1 to 3, we are having a health gathering. I have a monthly health gathering the second Sunday of every month, and I hope you will join us. Please make a comment in the comment area if you'd like to, and I'll get back to you with the particulars. And we're having a two-day vaccine-free world celebration. So Saturday we're meeting to plan our many actions. Then we're going to have a break and do some Fifth Avenue shopping, since people are coming from afar. And then we're going dancing, and then the next day we're having a lecture, and then some comedy. We're going to leave them laughing. So if you'd like to participate in this two-day event for a vaccine-free world, February 9th and 10th, please, as I say, make mention in the comment area, and I will return your inquiry, okay? So thank you very much for tuning in to Public Advocate. I'm so sorry that my honored guest did not get the message in a timely enough fashion because of our 16-hour difference, and hopefully I will have her on next week. Thank you ever so much, and tune in for our next episode. Cheerio.